Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very, very good day, each and every one. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Alternative Answers and Soulful Questions. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity, and I am speaking that for myself today. How do we gain our peace? So often in this work that we do, we are offered opportunities for growth and expansion, darn it. And it is these opportunities for growth and expansion that remind us of the importance of our daily practice. And when we get off kilter, when something occurs that causes us to rethink, realign, request guidance from a higher level, we have a new understanding of where we are going to reset our compass for creating something even better. But it's always painful. Remember, pain is inevitable. It is the suffering that we are really surrendering so that we can come to the alternative answers, so that we are no longer doing the same thing. Remember, when we know better, we do better. And each and every day is a great opportunity for that. Recently, I went through some personal turmoil and was able to move towards the healing, ideally quicker than maybe I would have yesterday or a year ago or a decade ago or a lifetime ago. The intermingling of energies with our fellow travelers is always this opportunity for our own soul's growth, but it is painful. But we don't have to suffer about it long, but we do have to come to the truth of the matter, the heart of the matter. And it is these teachings, these true truths, that those of us who are working diligently the energy every day for our benefit and for the benefit of others, that's why we practice when we're feeling good, so that we can get back to feeling God as possible. So with these new teachings coming, I'm very excited about the new branding, about the new work that we're going to be doing together. Getting started a little bit later in September than we were going to. But it is the alternative answers and soulful questions. So when so often we get entrapped in the thought pattern of why me, why is this happening, why am I suffering, why can't I have the love of my life, why can't I have or be or do what I think I want to do. And those are the small questions in life. As we mature and blossom, we begin to seek a higher understanding of the questions to be asked, and not just why am I here and what does life mean and what is the meaning of the universe and all of those questions that the great masters have always asked. But we ask the questions of moving forward. What should my next step be? How can I get to my peace today? Where am I lacking in my understanding? And please shine the light for me. I've lost my way. We all lose our way. We're human. Yay! Isn't it wonderful to have all of these emotions, to have all of this staticky energy that only, only, I believe, through our daily practice of connection, direct connection to the heart first, which is really the seat of the spirit, the soul, drop down into the body, take a breath, and just say, how can I let this go now? Remember, we only affect change, as Louise Hay says, the point of power is this moment. Be here now. Present time consciousness. I am that. Those are all points of power. But we feel powerless often in the moment because something occurred, somebody hurt our feelings, we're not vibrating at a level of understanding, that others are misperceiving what we may be intending. And when I'm coaching, when I tell people that other people's responses is not our responsibility, that sometimes meets with a bit of resistance. And let me tell you, as an energetic life strategist, I do come up against that often. So we must begin to seek the alternative. If hell is the reality, what is the alternative? Heaven. If darkness and depression and shame are the affect of the moment, what alternative cause can I reach into my toolkit and grab now? What lifeline can I grab now so that I can ascend infinite one, infinite? We get to choose. We get to choose any moment in time. We choose through surrender. We say, how can I surrender this hellish moment? How can I surrender this relationship? How can I surrender this whatever it may be that is no longer for the greater good, for my soul's growth and expansion? And love everybody else to the light. We have to protect our energy field. We have to protect ourselves from as best as we can so that we can do this work of tweaking the energy towards the light. And we will meet resistance. As Cosmos always says, they don't understand you. And that is not meant to shut down the desire for shift. It is meant to propel us even deeper into these questions, lead to the alternative answers. So one of my first experiences in alternative thoughts, of course, as a young person, it was probably the rebel that I was. Sorry, Mom and Dad. But I began to really open up based upon when I first moved out here, live in the mountains of Colorado, just happened to see a flyer that was talking about an herbology class based upon the work of Dr. John Christopher. And I took that class, and it was as if there had never been a light shining in my life. It was as if the switch had been thrown on full blast, and I began to crave this type of information on how we use the tools, in this case it was herbs, to heal ourselves. And in the type of work that we are doing here, we're managing the physical landscape as best as we can by having a human experience, but seeking to have the ascension, the enlightenment. And it was that herb class that started me on this pathway to moving into opening up to the alternative answers. Then it became yoga and then meditation and, you know, the list goes on and on. I would have to look into my spiritual toolkit. And that's what we're going to be doing for these next 9 weeks. We're going to be looking into our toolkits and gathering those tools, maybe sharpening our tools that we haven't used in a while, and purging those that no longer serve us. And we will talk about that as we talk about my dalliance through addiction and alcoholism, as always, and how that really relates to this moment in time where I am working desperately, not desperately, working enthusiastically to heal myself so that we can help elevate the conversation, help elevate the frequency for our benefit and the benefit of all. Not easy, but it is simple. So I'm inviting you to come along on these next 9 weeks. We're going to do 3 Wednesdays in October. The dates will be today the 30th, October 7th, 14th, 21st, 28th, and November 4th, 11th, and the 18th, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Those of you who are in the inner realm, you will be receiving these, and those who would like to come along, you can email me at lisa@lisagiroux.com, and I'll get you that information because we are shifting some things around. I'm working with my virtual team to help me get back on opening up to the new teachings, which is alternative answers and soulful questions. So instead of plaguing ourselves with why me, why me, why me, you know, there's that wonderful book and teaching, why not me, why not you, why not us, why can't we have these little spiritual hissy fits, which manifest in the human realm as, discordance and disharmony, and how can we then get it righted and be able to make those opportunities, those human experiences, as a growth, as a tool for growth. So today we are talking about foundations, level one, and it's all breath work. Always breath work. Why breath work? why indeed? And is why a proper question to ask? Why not breath work, right? So that the bazillion ways to breathe becomes the one way to breathe, which is with awareness. On the website, you will see my 444 breath teaching. When I say there's a gazillion ways to breathe, the yogis were anyone who sought the spiritual path, as described by the Bhagavad Gita. They were those of us who were or who are on this spiritual path, and we're making the union, the connection. The breath is the link. Often in today's culture, yoga, which means union, has become westernized in its competitiveness and its sportiness, I guess. And I'm not condemning, I'm not judging, I'm just observing. And the way that you and I are using the word yoga, it's as union. And it is breath, body, mind. Breath, body, mind. Breath first. Into the body we go, dropping all the way down, releasing, and there is that hesitation. That's the mind, the great mind. Then we breathe inspiration, intuition, delight with our circumstances just as they are. Ouch. Damn. And then we release that ouchiness. Our human expression and our human experience is sticky. Our relationships are complicated, often. Getting back to that point of peace through this moment in time is what we seek. So let's take that moment now. As we get out of our heads and get into the body and begin to release that exhalation and all the stress and all the strife and all the competition and all the things that keep us from being, that propel us into doing as opposed to being present, to feel it all, to love it all, and then to let go on an even deeper level. And seek that profound shift of circumstance. We get what we feel about. We get what we feel about. As an intuitive, sometimes the feelings that we're getting are hard to describe. They're hard to explain to others who don't feel about things the way we feel. Those of us who may be sensitive in nature. And so many of us have built up an armor. We've built up exits. We've built up neuroses, myself included, okay? I'm not absolved from any of this. I am just willing every day to seek a new level of understanding about where I want to go. And releasing and letting go to the light those experiences, situations, people, effects that, you know, we can't continue to drag along or be dragged along. Doesn't mean that we don't love them. I had a conversation with a client yesterday, and we were talking about that very thing. And I always tell people when they begin this journey that others will rise up and come along or they won't. And we love them just the same. But it's painful. It's very painful on a human level. But it's also freeing. And that's what we're seeking, is the freedom to choose every day anew. So as we're breathing with awareness, big deep breath in, we begin to hold for an instant. Really let that belly expand and then squeeze the entire physical being. Just squeeze. And then really exhale. And then exhale a tad more. And then we can breathe in a new thought, a new teaching, a new way of being, a new understanding. You know, I have pretty much chosen to cloister myself from many, many, many of our wonderful human experiences. My sensitivities can cause upheaval where I don't mean for it to cause upheaval. And so I send out this apology, this forgiving of myself for allowing myself to be anything other than a being of love and light. if I wronged, if I misspoke, if I seemed to be condemning or judging, it was not my intent. My intent is, as the observer of this lifetime, to lift the conversation. My desire is to ask the important questions as I'm communing, as I choose to commune with my fellow travelers of, hey, friend, I'm wishing you love and light. Are you well today? I'm saddened when I move out there on the earth plane by the lack of connection, by the lack of empathy, by the lack of understanding of and communication, the lack of communication amongst us. And that's all I want to say about that. And know that my desire is to only heal myself, to heal my heart, so that I can raise the frequency and the vibration on the planet and encourage others to heal their hearts. Am I going to mess up? You betcha. Am I going to screw up every day? Absolutely. And I'm believing that through this work, we no longer live in blame and shame, but that we can rise above, make a new breath, take a new breath, make a new choice, and ask the very provocative, evocative question of, in Access Consciousness, they say, what else is possible for me now? How can I make my inner landscape so beautiful that my outer world mirrors that by 10,000? Because whatever we are looking around and seeing, we can look within and see the same thing. So where there is conflict in my life, I recognize it within me. Where there is challenge in relationships in my outer world, I can look in within and I can see my conflict with my dual nature. Where I see fear, I can look within and recognize that and bring it to the light, bring it to the heart, and ask, command that it be removed and that in its place, the alternative is always love. Let's take that breath and hold that for just an instant now, if it's safe for you to do so, please. And then hold it for one more instant and put your tongue to tooth. Engage that powerful pelvic point. Squeeze the entire body system. And with every sigh, we heal a bit more. Know that I am wishing you well. Know that I am your little cheerleader. Although sometimes it can feel, you know, as if I'm doinking you. And the truth of the matter is that I am loving us to the light. And today I wish you well. And I hope that you will come along on this journey as we go into next week. The next time we meet, I will be doing some Wednesday evening coaching as well, 6 p.m. You can go to the LinkedIn. You can start following me on LinkedIn. I think I'm backing away from Facebook and moving towards some other more mature, for me. Not a judgment. This is only for me. I'm not judging anyone or anything. I'm looking to maybe be found in a new way. I'm talking to my team about that. But right now you can connect with me on Facebook. Reiki with Lisa is the fan page. Come along. And that's where I'll be announcing the times, because we're playing with some of the different times. And the Wednesday night teachings will begin on the 7th of October at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It will be a 45-minute class. It will be interactive. I'm setting the stage for 45 minutes, but I will be opening up for questions, and we can go for hours. So come along. We're going to delve into, I'm going to take you step by step. My first experience in the alternatives was with herbs and the power of herbs and natural healing. And I'm going to talk to you next time about cayenne pepper and its healing properties. It's amazing, amazing herb. So know that I'm rooting for you and wishing you well. I'm Lisa Giroux, and this is Alternative Answers. God bless you. I love you. Peace. Be still.